Earlier this week, we had a really productive meeting of the Immigration Task Force, which the city is helping convene to make sure that our community is adapting and bringing in folks, the immigrant populations, making sure that we're managing the resources that they're utilizing and that we're doing our best to get them in a position where they're not a burden to our community and they're able to be productive members. We're fortunate that we're seeing a large portion of the immigrant population are working individuals who are looking to make a better life for themselves. And so we're excited to be able to help them out while making sure that it's not a burden to our community overall. We see about 500 immigrants that have come over the last couple of years. This is not something that has really happened intentionally. It's been relatively organic, spurred by a couple of businesses in our area who were utilizing a staffing agency that brought in some Haitian Creoles. However, we have seen, you know, Spanish individuals coming to our area for decades to work in agriculture, and now more of them are looking for longer-term employment or year-round employment and have found success within manufacturing within the area. So we're going to continue to work to use our coalitions that are already established to utilize our resources wisely and help folks make small changes that will be able to adapt the services we're providing to help the immigrant population. And you can see the full letter that I issued on our social media pages as well as part of the city council meeting and on our YouTube channel where the meeting was also read as part of the city council meeting on February 6th.